Hey, we've been coming together fairly often as a university family, and this is an important gathering also with all the others. And University Relations would like me to thank you for making the time to be here and welcome you to this presentation. I'd like to have a word of prayer as we begin. Father, as we've been on a journey, you've been with us. And we thank you for your presence at different points of this journey. And just give us the peace that comes in our understanding and assurance that you're in control. And we pray this in your name. And all the people said, amen, amen. I'd like to do that together. I'd like to introduce to you the president of Andrews University.
Thank you. That was kind. I have not said much the last few days because so many things were happening that I felt each time I might say something, it would change the next day. But the week has now passed, the Sabbath is coming, and it's a good chance for the family to get together to make just a few comments. I have not written them down, which perhaps I should have, but I thought it's family time, so let me just talk from a few notes that I jotted down in between tasks this morning. First, just a comment about some of the actions this week that I know of. Many others that I don't know of course. Last Monday, around noon, the two leaders of our board, the chair and the vice chair, told me that they thought it would be a good time to make a change in administration at Andrews. And since legally and in this corporation, it's understood, and in fact in all universities, that the president serves at the pleasure of the board, I agreed and indicated accordingly to these two gentlemen. It was a very fast meeting, and so there may have been a little understanding about the effective dates and this and that. Whatever. Last night, I received another call from the board chair asking if I'd continue serving the university to the end of the academic year, and of course I agreed to that too. That's for the benefit of the university and a smooth transition from this administration to the next. Truth is, I had indicated that on Monday in my note, but I had not thought about putting a date on, so essentially that's what has happened as of last night. So what will I do next? Go to work. You noticed in the invitation here that I'll spend a little time with my wife. It happened that the week before all this began, the week before board meeting, she needed to go to Greece because her older sister needed surgery and her brother-in-law is ailing. And it was just difficult, so I got her a ticket and said, go and help them out for a little bit. And so we didn't anticipate this. The ticket I got her was an Andrews University employee ticket, the cheapest you can get, you know, fourth class, if there had been one in the airline. So she can't come back for a few days on that ticket. And so someone suggested to me that maybe I ought to go and see her and just talk a bit about the fact that we're going to change life a little bit in the next few months. And it's hard to do that on the telephone with a 7-hour time difference. When I work here, and I've been working, as you know, this week, even without having a right to do so, but there was so much to be done. And so we tend to talk when either one or the other of us ought to be in bed. And now we're going to spend a few days just talking things through and seeing where we are going next. That's what we will do. What's going to happen? Let me put a different question. What's the meaning of all of that for the university? I've got some calls, and you've got some calls, that have explored the possibility that there might be some scandal at work at Andrews University. Many people are disappointed that they haven't found one. There isn't one. Here's the deal. The president and the board, especially the leadership of the board, have a certain symbiotic relationship. And it has emerged, I think, for a while, that there have been different approaches to the management of the present and thinking of the future of the university between the president and the board. That's not uncommon. For a while, you can sort of live the two approaches, but it can also come to a bit of a head. It's not uncommon at all. When that happens, the practice is that the president leaves because, as you know, he or she serves at the pleasure of the board. That's also common. In fact, you may not know that, but I have on a number of occasions the last several years asked the board chairman if he felt it was time for new leadership. I generally did that when someone was pulling my sleeve, encouraging me to go and work someplace else. And I felt the person I should consult the first about making such a decision would be the chairman of the board. And that's part of this understanding that there is a relationship between administration, especially the president, and the board and the board chairman about just how we work together and especially how we see the future of the university. So it's not unusual. The timing and manner may be unusual, but that this should happen is not so unusual. It's something that has been on my mind for some time, but not to the seriousness, of course, as we have now. So I want you to know that it is this that led to this decision, not a scandal or anything untoward that has happened. What is the nature of this different view and different understanding of how the university should be operated? Well, it has to do, I think, with two things, and they are connected. First, the current academic and financial operations. Just exactly how do we view those? And what are the annual goals that we set for ourselves? And what are the expectations that the board think we should set for ourselves annually? Also, the relationship between the present and the future of the university is an issue. The future is not yet known to us, but it is built upon the present. So when we shape the present, it is connected with the future. Therefore, my own vision for Andrews, a new Andrews for the new century, legacy of leadership, is very much tied in with the present, of course. And so we have to have an understanding about how the present should be operated and run from year to year in order for the president and the board really to share the way we should think about the future. These are the key issues. Next question. What will happen to Andrews? Well, in the next few days, I think probably nothing major. I will keep going to work and we will see to it that the school year ends in a smooth and painless way for everyone without any ripples and disruption. The normal progress and activities will continue. My two associates in academic and financial administration have pledged with me in the cabinet last Monday that we will do our level best, that everything will run as it ought to run for the rest of this year. That's what we will do. In its area of development, my colleague David Fainer is contacting the friends of Andrews that we've been working on finding and developing for the last number of years in preparation for the campaign that is about to begin the next few months. And I'm pleased to let you know that the kind of friendship for Andrews we have been able to build have bonded these people to the university, not to either one of us. And that is very important. They are really connected with Andrews. We may have been the conduit for this connection, David Fainer and I, but the bonding is with the university, and that is good for Andrews. It's not a personal thing, it's a university thing. The legacy of leadership, in my judgment, should continue. Every university needs a campaign like that, and especially Andrew's. Small, church-related, rural. All the indicators for failure needs this kind of campaign to turn the possibility of failure into clear success, which I believe will happen. The focus may change a little bit. There will be a new president who may say it differently and think of it differently, or may even change some things. But the fundamentals of the campaign, support of students, support of faculty, adequate resources on the campus, these three, it seems to me, are not likely to change too much in a university. It's just a matter of articulating these clearly and connecting people to this vision. So that will continue. Finally, thank you. It's nice for a president to discover so many friends on the campus who don't have to be friendly anymore, you know. When I'm in office for a long term, we try to be on our best behavior, perhaps. But you've been on your best behavior when you didn't have to. That was nice, thank you. I especially appreciate that your friendship and support does not ignore or overlook the realities of our life and work together here these past years. We have celebrated a lot, I think. We've struggled too much to get things done, and many good things have been done, I believe. It may take us a while to discover it, but I think that is true. Our challenges have not been unique. They can be found almost everywhere in similar institutions to this one. Finally, I've said to you many times in faculty meetings, and I believe it completely, I'll say it again, Andrews University will be all right. You will be all right. Do not be afraid. Thank you.